Time once again for Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined, as always, by Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
And interesting, you called it an intense game Wednesday night against Montreal, what ended up being a 3-2 overtime loss. The Sabres nearly doubled the Canadiens in shots, but penalties proved costly, and coach Dan Bylsma admitted his team lost its composure.
Yes, it was an unusually intense game between the longtime rivals, and the Sabres just totally lost their cool. They thoroughly outplayed the Canadiens. They should have beaten them handily, in my opinion. But penalties bit them. They allowed two power play goals. They allowed a power play goal late in the second period after Sabres goalie Robin Lehner got into the mix and got a penalty, and he was challenging Canadiens goalie Ben Scrivens, and they kind of lost their momentum, and I think Dan Bylsma likes a lot of that intensity that they showcase. But he knows they took it too far, and they unraveled. And the game felt like it was almost from 30 or 40 years ago. It felt like it should have been in the Odd or the Montreal Forum, an Adams Division rivalry game. It was that intense and heated, and Robin Lehner got punched in his crease. He grabbed a guy. He staring at Ben Scrivens way down the ice. Robin Lehner was totally willing to fight, and after the game even, he challenged Ben Scrivens to a fight next year if he wants to. So it's funny because he knows Ben Scrivens, and they were talking nicely on the ice at the red line during warm-ups, but a few hours later he wanted a piece of him.
Forward Ryan O'Reilly returned to the lineup after missing a few weeks with a broken foot. It looked like he didn't miss a beat.
No, he didn't. He looked terrific, and Dan Bylsma said he returned at an elite level, and he threw him right into the fire. And Wednesday morning, Bylsma was asked about easing Ryan O'Reilly into the lineup after missing 11 games, maybe not giving him his 22 minutes after missing so much time, and he said he probably would ease him in a bit. But then he kind of conceded that if he got caught up in the game, Ryan O'Reilly might end up getting his minutes, and sure enough, Ryan O'Reilly played about 22 minutes, which is just about a season average, more than any other NHL forward, and he played very, very well, and you saw what the Sabres were missing, their most versatile asset. He's their only all-star for a reason. He's probably their best player.
Last week, we talked about how successful the line of Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, and Evander Kane had been over the last couple of weeks. But with O'Reilly's return, Bylsma shuffled his lines and broke up that trio. That's something he's been criticized for over his career, his tendency to constantly shuffle lines.
He certainly does shuffle lines a lot, and he gets a bit of a mulligan this year just because it's a new team, a lot of new faces. He's just trying to find that right mix. But for a couple of weeks, the Sabres had a number one NHL scoring line on par with some of the best in the league, and they haven't had that in years, really. But with O'Reilly back, he has a different option, and he said he wanted to take the long-term approach. So he moved Evander Kane beside Ryan O'Reilly. Zemgus Girgensons, who has struggled all season scoring goals, went back beside Jack Eichel, who he had some chemistry with earlier in the winter. And I think for the next 2-3 weeks here, you'll see Dan Bylsma tinker with more lines and just see what he has for next year.
Sabres host Ottawa tonight. They'll be in Toronto for a game on Saturday. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.